introducing Rob Saray, our CFO, Deb Morsky, our VP Corporate Services, and Paul Neufeld, our project manager. They're all in the line with us here today. The directors of the company, Mike Mueller, Calvin Redlich, and Paul Martin. Not sure if they're all able to make the call or not, but thanks for them for participating. Also, a little bit different here today, I'd like to introduce you today to our key local partners. It's always a bit dangerous to introduce partners, as you can never name all of them, yet we want to stress that they're all very important to us. With that, it's time that we introduce our important project execution partners. You've heard their names before, but maybe a little more formally now. I'd like to introduce EngComp Engineering from Saskatoon, who is the main engineering consultant to Gensource and the project, as well as Southeast Construction, part of the Secon group of companies, a local Saskatchewan constructor who's the general construction contractor for Gensource and the project. Both groups bring deep experience in the potash industry along with a strong local presence. Together, we're working on the engineering, procurement, construction planning, and execution of the project. So we'll move on to a summary of current activities. As I often do, I want to start by repeating our message about who we are and what we're trying to accomplish. Gensource is a unique pre-production company headquartered here in Saskatoon, Saskatchewan. We will become a new and independent producer of potash, specifically MOP or muriate of potash. We are accomplishing this goal using a business plan of two pillars. The first pillar is to be small, efficient, and an environmental leader. We actually joke amongst ourselves that these three things are not normally used in the same sentence as the word potash. The second pillar is to be vertically integrated, which in our case means to create a direct link between our small production facility in Saskatchewan, identified market. This approach reduces market risk and increases consistency to the dependent growers who rely on this fertilizer. The first pillar drives us to employ proven selective solution mining techniques that firstly allow us to be significantly more environmentally sustainable with no salt tailings and no brine pond. And secondly, allows us to scale the projects down to our small production. By scaling the project down to just the 250 to 300,000 tons per year of final product, we facilitate the second pillar of vertical integration. Before I get though, I'd like to stop and talk a little bit about ENS or ESG, as it's variously called these days. These acronyms stand for environmental and social, or environmental, social, and governance, and represent what is now perhaps the most important aspect of any resource project. The world is changing. With climate change happening all around us, in front of our very eyes, respect for our planet, our air, water, and earth has taken on increasingly critical importance for all potential projects. This is a matter that is important to us, to the community around us, and to our shareholders. But now it's a subject that has been taken up by the financial community. I want to stress that we have been in front of ESG matters from the inception of Gensource. It's been a basic premise of doing what we do. I can tell you that the first questions we were faced with from the financial institutions we're now working with were around our environmental and social footprints. What are the environmental features of this project? And do you have the support of your local community for the project? Before wanting to learn a single detail about the project, these institutions first wanted to know about ENS matters. These are gating items now that must be satisfied before proceeding to talk about technical or financial. Now, back to the pillars. Regarding the second pillar, vertical integration. By producing only a small tonnage, we can have control over where our product goes, i.e. what markets we serve on a very specific basis. With such small annual production, many smaller target markets open up to. The marketing is, of course, done through our offtake partner, which has the storage and transportation infrastructure in place, together with the existing customer base that will ensure the product moves to the best locations, resulting in the highest possible netback price to the project. Under our version of vertical integration, then 100% of the production from a module is spoken for or pre-sold in advance of constructing the module. The first of our projects in the area is called the Tegaski project, coincidentally located near the village of Tegaski. With that, let's talk about activities over the past quarter and the current areas of progress. So GenSource is focused on the Tagaski project, and that project will be the first of our small-scale production facility. True to our model, we have been working with an offtake partner for almost a year now. In May last year, we announced completion of a non-binding MOU for offtake for the project, coupled with an MOU for equity investment. Just recently, we announced that our offtake partner is Helm Fertilizer. We are so pleased to be working with Helm on the Tagaski project. Helm is a large, mature, and very capable company headquartered in Hamburg, Germany. One of their main lines of business is as a fertilizer marketing and distribution group. The U.S. component of Helm, Helm Fertilizers, has a very significant transportation and storage infrastructure in the United States, where our product will be placed. Helm Fertilizer sees the Tagaski project as an opportunity to integrate upstream, as they see it, in their fertilizer business into primary production, a move they have undertaken in other commodities as well. With such a strong and active partner in the project, things have progressed very well. Following Helm's interest to be a partner in the project, we attracted another project-level investor interested in adding an additional line of business to his already successful business in Germany. These connections then led to initial meetings with KfW Ipex Bank in Germany and the subsequent mandating of KfW Ipex Bank as the lead arranger for the debt financing for the project. Initial interest from KfW was announced last summer and the formal mandate of KfW Ipex was announced last quarter. Additionally, last quarter, we announced the closing of a royalty sale, part and parcel with a private placement financing totaling over $7 million U.S. dollars. The participants in these transactions were none other than our future project partners, Helm and the successful German business. That is significant on a number of fronts. First, project financing is a long, sometimes slow, and always expensive undertaking, and a strong financial position was required in order to complete the project finance process efficiently. Secondly, the transaction represents GenSource's project partners' risk investment into the project. It's clear that they are not standing back to see what happens with the project. On the contrary, they're rolling up their sleeves and helping to move the project forward because they believe in the project, just as we do. So, where are we now? We have a project and a good one. We have partners at the project level with approximately 55 to 60% of the required project equity identified. We have a world-class international project finance bank working on putting the debt package together, and we are marching forward. We are marching through the detailed due diligence phase of work within the project finance process. We have an independent engineering review going on, an independent market study happening, an independent review of the environmental and social aspects of the project, an independent legal review of the project and GenSource, as well as an independent insurance requirements review. Further, we have appointed a financial auditor for the complete financial package. All of these are in progress now. So when asked, when will all this happen, which we are often asked, our answer is now. All of this, as well as many other activities, are happening right now. Some of the other activities that are happening now are completion of the definitive offtake agreement with Helm. That should be complete in the coming several weeks. The shareholder agreement for the creation of the project company is in progress. Detailed financial modeling continues, which will ultimately determine some of the financing package detailed terms. In addition to that, we completed an exploration well on the property just before Christmas. The drilling was completed on time with no environmental incidents and below budget, and will provide additional resource information in the area. But importantly, we drilled the well in a strategic location that will allow it to be repurposed in the future as the project's disposal. It's part of the operating project. That speaks to the efficient use of capital type of thinking that defines how we try to operate. We are currently in the midst of a complete re-procurement process for all the process plant equipment. This effort is to ensure that not only do we have the right and best equipment for the plant, but it also ensures that we have up-to-date pricing and are in a position to move ahead with procurement efficiently and effectively once the project finance package is completed. You can see that all these activities are aimed towards the project moving into construction and ultimately production in the most expeditious and efficient manner possible. So that's the basic update on the activities that are going on right now. We can expect in the as the next step or the next stage, or you can expect to hear from us on drilling results from the well that was drilled before Christmas. You can expect to hear status update reports on all the various reports and areas of work that are going on with respect to the due diligence process. You'll hear from us when the offtake agreement is completed, the definitive offtake agreement is completed. You'll also get status updates on the various other bits and pieces that are part of the due diligence process, leading ultimately to the commitment letters from the financial institutions that will signal or trigger the project moving into full development mode and construction. Those are the things to come this quarter and next. With that, I'll ask Rob to jump in and discuss a little bit about financial matters for both GenSource and the project. Rob?
Thanks very much, Mike. Hello, everybody. Thanks for taking the time out of the day to listen to this update. It's always really exciting to be able to have the opportunity to talk and provide updates to all our shareholders. Rather than doing it on an individual basis, one at a time, it's quite nice to be able to reach out to everybody and provide a succinct message and succinct information to all our concerned and our supportive shareholders. I want to echo Mike's comments. With regards to summary activities, we closed a private placement and a royalty transaction back at the end of October, beginning November. And that was a real crystallization event. That was a real, if you want to put a pin in the sand, that would be the pin that brought us into complete project financing. And I'd like to say that if you look at the time of events, we've moved incredibly quickly and engaged and brought forwards both debt and equity partners and accelerated the due diligence process once we had closed that financing package. And that's very important to us and to our shareholders. The closing of this transaction essentially binds us together as partners and moving forwards. And we're incredibly excited, incredibly fortunate to have this in front of us. As mentioned by Mike, we have KfW IPEX Bank out of Frankfurt, Germany, who's leading the senior debt package. The senior debt package on the overall project will be approximately about $180 million. The project itself will be supported by approximately, and again, I have to be approximate in here. I cannot be exact. As we move through our financing package or our financing process, and it is a very detailed process, the numbers kind of move around slightly, not hugely, but slightly. So we're looking at about a 60% debt on the project and about 40% equity. And as Mike has mentioned, we've identified north of 50% to 55% of our equity for the project. We have indicated terms with KfW IPEX Bank on $180 million. We've also engaged with Euler Hermes out of Hamburg, Germany. They're a wholly owned subsidiary of Allianz, which is an incredibly large, probably one of the world's largest insurers. And Euler Hermes is acting as an export credit agent. And as an export credit agent, they provide financial support in the form of insurance on senior debt. So we're working towards having approximately 50% or about $90 million of senior debt insured, in effect guaranteed, by Euler Hermes out of Germany. And that's very, very important, as it is very helpful to not only KFW, but also to the project and equity owners, because it helps to lower the overall cost of debt and the overall cost of capital to the project. The export credit agent is also helps to lower the risk on the overall project. KFW has been, as they have been mandated, they are forming a smaller syndicate of banks. And with Euler Hermes being part of the transaction, this makes it very attractive to other banks to participate in this senior lending piece. The interest in the senior debt has been very positive and very vigorous, I might add, for five reasons. Essentially, the first one, as Mike had articulated quite succinctly, and I think we're seeing it in the news on a very regular basis, is that ESG, environment and sustainability and governance. And that's one of the top issues that allocators of capital, whether it's debt or equity, are very mindful of today in today's environment. The second thing is the Euler Hermes coverage, being a project that has the ability to bring on a partner like Euler Hermes. The size of the project or the size of the debt structure is very, very manageable in today's environment. I think it's pretty hard to say with a straight face or without watery eyes that $180 million is on a senior debt basis is relatively manageable versus several billion on other projects that that exist today, whether it's in the potash industry or the MOP industry or any other extractive industry. We have a very low risk jurisdiction in Saskatchewan. It's very understandable and very meaningful. And of course, the fifth and last and quite important aspect of the financing is that we have solid partners and we have sophisticated partners in the form of Helm and in the form of our strategic equity partner. For the equity portion, GenSource will be responsible for about 40%, 35 to 40% of the equity in the project. And I can assure you that we've been working very hard with new equity partners. We have been very pleased and encouraged with the level of commitment and support that we've had with our partners in moving ourselves forwards as an industry leader for attracting capital to a project like this. And we are and have been engaged with several groups or capital groups that understand the value proposition that GenSource brings forward to the table, not only for the existing Tegaski project, but also for future projects. And the potential investors that I'm talking about, I cannot name at this point, but we're talking about both individual strategic investors and institutional investors. And I have to say that the process of securing the appropriate equity investor is very important, as we have to have alignment of the potential equity investor with GenSource's existing partners. And that's very, very important. We want to ensure that we have the both equity strength and commitment to not only execute the Tegaski project, but we look forward to executing several other projects as mandated in our business model. And I think what's critical to understand is the alignment and the understanding and the relationships amongst some very key and strategic shareholder is very, very important. And I'm happy to say, I'm very pleased to say that this is moving forward very nicely. And I'm very encouraged by the support that we're having with our partners, that we have with our partners. And also, I'm quite encouraged to see that as we move down this process, we continue to attract new interest. And the interest level has increased significantly, as has the ramp up to knowledge or understanding of the value proposition that GenSource brings to the table. It's also very important to understand that as a financial package, the financial package moves with the engineering, the procurement, the detailed market reports, the detailed independent engineering reports. So they move together. You can't have one without the other. And as Mike said, we're moving forwards with all these components with equity investors and debt, and we are executing now. And if you were, again, going back to what I said earlier, if you were to put a pin in the sand, you know, we get a lot of questions as to, you know, when will this start? It's actually started, and it started back in the end of October and into the beginning of November. So with that, I'd like to wrap up. I'm very pleased and incredibly excited to be moving forwards with GenSource to look at the marketplace that we're operating in, and seeing that happily that ESG is front and center, and there are significant capital purveyors that are taking this very seriously. As Mike said, we've been doing this from the beginning, and we're quite pleased to see that you know, responsibility within not only the MOP industry, but in the fuller or wholer extractive industry is making some very positive changes. So with that, I'd like to hand it back to Mike. And again, I thank you all for your time and your support. And please feel free to reach out to myself or anybody in the team for any questions that you might have.
Great. Thanks, thanks, Rob. Appreciate that. So that concludes our call. I'd like to reiterate Rob's thanks for your time dialing in and the questions that you submitted in advance. I hope we covered the answers to those questions as we went through the progress discussion. If you have some follow-up questions, as Rob said, please feel free to get in contact with any of us via phone or email. It all works, and we're always accessible. Again, we appreciate your ongoing support, and we look forward to the very exciting times ahead. Thanks again. Have a good day.